CFM's Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's time to check in with our Deputy Mayor of Burnie, Giovanna Simpson, and say good morning. How are you, pet?
Good morning, Lee. How are you going?
Really well, thank you very much. The long-awaited day, the 1st of October, is here. Why is this so poignant for you?
Oh, well, I tell you what, I've been counting down sleeps for this one, Lee. It is a Breast Care Awareness Month, of course, for all of October, and we're picking up our town as part of the McGrath Foundation.
Great. And who are you encouraging to pink up?
Everybody. I'm trying to get all the businesses in Burnie, as many as we can, to pink up their stores. Dance studios have come on board. There's got, so many things. Pink up your houses if you have to. We've also got the schools on board. So we'll have pink days and, of course, pink stumps days coming up as well. And we just want the whole town to turn pink.
Why is this so important to you?
Lee, it's really important to me. The McGrath Foundation have been working with myself and my family for quite some years. All of the females in our family had breast cancer. And we had two family members that didn't have the McGrath Foundation, and two of us did. And I'll tell you what, the difference, Lee, was incredible. And I've just become really passionate about working with them ever since then, because the support that we get for having a breast care nurse is second to none. You can't go through it without a breast care nurse from the McGrath Foundation. It's as simple as that.
You're aiming to raise $15,000. Can we do it in Burnie?
Yes, we can. Now, normally, it's a bigger amount, but because of COVID, of course, lots of restrictions, we can't have our normal pink up ball. So I think 15 grand is pretty easy to raise. So I'm just asking everyone, we've got a link on our Pink Up Burnie Facebook page as well, Lee, so people can get on there and just donate from there, please, because I just want to, pink everything up and just make it's a pretty easy target, I think.
So stores around town, if they want to pink up, do they just do it on their own accord? Do they need to register or let you know?
Yeah, just let me know. They can do that via Facebook or through the council. They can hop on our Pink Up Burnie page as well. And just pink up. It doesn't cost them anything, only, of course, to pink up by the stuff. And we'll leave them donation boxes and people can donate in their stores, or they can do it directly online as well. So we've got to do it a little bit differently. But, there's no reason why we can't celebrate this. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited.
Gosh darn you, COVID.
Darn you, COVID. But it won't stop us, Lee, will it?
Not at all. So
it
the
won't
best...
stop us. And we'll have the boardwalk all nice and pink. That'll start, I think, from today as well. And very shortly we'll light up the council chambers as well. So I'm very excited about that, to have a pink council chamber building.
So if you're wondering what all the pink is about throughout October, this is what it's about, raising money for the McGrath Foundation. You're doing an amazing job in our community, Giovanna, bringing this to the forefront. Now, what's
Thank
the
you.
Best thing to do? Probably just like the Pink Up Burnie Facebook page. Is that the easiest first port of call?
Yeah, like the Pink Up Burnie Facebook page. And please, if you want to get on board, just let me know. I've got some posters I can hand out to the stores that they can put up. I can help in any way anyone wants. So just let me know and, let's just do this. Of course, it's all part of Burnie Shines as well for October, celebrating 20 years. So it's an event we coincide with that, and Burnie's just going to be on the spotlight for the whole month of October.
Great. Thank you for having a chat with us this morning. We hope we get to that $15,000 tally by the end
Thank
of the month.
Thank you, Lee. We can do this.
If not before, and anything over 15 grand, fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. Oh, goodness, can you imagine that? I'm already excited enough. Imagine what I'll be like if we get over 15.
Great. I think that's a challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Good on you, G. Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.